Good morning. Welcome to Fountain of Life from this morning. I thank you for calling in, for joining us this morning. I would just like to share a little on a topic that I have been pondering of late, and I will share something that has been on my heart. We could call it the blessing of living like you could die any time. The blessing of living like you could die any time. We could rephrase that, the blessing of living like I'm going to die any time. Too often we live like the rich man in Luke 12:19, where he had plenty, and he realized he doesn't have enough room for it. So he said, "Hey, I'm going to tear my barns down. I'm going to build bigger barns, and I'm going to have room for my stuff, and I'm going to have a huge bank account, and I'm going to have a big retirement fund, and I'm going to be set to go. I will say to my soul, as it says in Luke 12:19, I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much good laid up for many years. Take ease. Eat, drink, and be merry." Now, there's nothing wrong with building or tearing down your barn and building a bigger barn if that's what's needed. But if you're doing that for the purpose that you can retire and live in ease the rest of your life, then your motives are wrong. And that's where this rich young man, rich man, made his mistake. He had built up his retirement fund. He was going to live in ease for a long time. Too often, I'm afraid, we go about life like that. And we forget that we are going to die. We're going to die someday unless Jesus returns before we die. Right, the next verse says, "But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall these things be which thou hast provided?" So this night, you're going to die tonight. And all the things that you have worked for, all the things that you have put your time into, all the time that you have spent doing the things that you do, who is going to take care of this thing? I don't know who I'm talking to. If you have a huge bank account, and it's something that's really what you worked for, or maybe you have 3 or 4 farms, or maybe you have nothing, and you're just striving to make ends meet. But we all have something that we're driving for. Whether we're driving for the furtherance of the kingdom of God, and we're doing things for the kingdom of God, whether we're desiring to raise our children up for the glory of God, or whether we're desiring to build a big business and have lots of money, we all have that drive in us for something. And I just want to challenge our hearts. Remember, you could die tonight, or you could die today. And then whose shall these things be which thou hast provided? And what you have done in this life, will it last for eternity? Will your children be able to look at you and say, "I want to be like daddy," or "I want to be like mother"? Will your brother and sister say, can look at you and say, "I want to be like my bigger brother, my little brother, whoever you are"? What you have done in this life, will it stand? And has it made a difference for eternity, or is it just for yourself? But let's not be like the rich man and just continue building bigger and growing bigger accounts, bigger retirement funds. Because tonight, you could die. I know I said the blessing of living, like you could die any time. I put that in because I plan on going through some of this. I have a few more points I want to get to. And as the week goes on, I want to bring all those in, and then the last of the last day, the job that I'll be on these next Saturday, I want to bring in the blessing. So follow through with me if you wish this week, and I will share some things with you about the blessing of living like you could die tomorrow. Well, God bless you, and you have a wonderful day, and remember to keep looking to the Lord.